really good practice today. I think you saw it was really challenging. Came out in full pads, 2-minute situation, blitz period, heavy blitz period that was incorporated into practice, along with a 9-on-7, re-emphasizing the run and on both sides of the ball. So overall, I thought it was really good. Guys, we challenged them after a day off like that to come out and really compete. They did a great job with that. So, it's a short week for us. So it's a great opportunity for us. A lot of distractions coming our way. And rather than not say anything about them and just go day to day, we presented all the possible distractions that could come up. Short week, traveling, national TV, all these things that are incorporated. So we said, okay, now how are we going to perform in the midst of this chaos? And how are we going to calm this world down? So we're kind of taking them through it, how we would do it. So I think they did a good job, a good start today doing that. But really competitive practice, really competitive.
Is that because you won't do it the rest of the week?
Yeah, and we're in full pads. So you saw, we did last week, I think the second day of preparation, we only did one team period getting ready, and we started off with 2 days. So that's what you saw today, too. We had two segments where we're just giving them a brief overview of Chicago.
You wear shells tomorrow?
We'll go, we'll analyze and see what after the training report where we're at. I think we're looking at helmets and shoulder pads.
Funding in first team reps today, and then I saw Linder got some snaps as well.
Those three guys, you're going to see them. I think the biggest thing is with Mike Brewster, we saw some good things on tape for him. I know the glaring things were the snaps, but we saw some good things. So, he'll go into it. He'll be our center going into this game. And then, but we're always going to try to find out how we can get the, who's doing well in different situations, if nothing else, to create more depth.
How was Marquise's attitude after you spoke with him, and what did you see out?
It was really good, really good. And, I think this was a great opportunity for us to clarify things. A couple of the things that came up were he just was unsure of positioning a defender of the defense and that maybe the route, that how he should attack the route. So it was just a little bit of confusion on his part that we got cleared up. But like I said, he is extremely focused, really, really competitive, really driven. And I thought today he came out and he used those things and he learned from it and he got better. So, yeah, he was great.
The other night, so you think he played hard the other night?
I got specific. That was on me. I got specific about one play where he was supposed to run a comeback and he ran it. It was never an effort, but he was more confused than how the defender was playing him. So, he just didn't run it full speed because of that. But he's got to learn from that, learn to run full speed, and take it. So, it was good. It was really a good opportunity for us to discuss it.
So the challenge for him on Thursday is just playing faster.
Yeah, just to continue. Yeah. I think we're seeing that with some of our rookies. I shouldn't say all, but some of the rookies, we had one step the wrong way on a zone play. So learn from it, and let's correct it, and we're looking for improvement this week.
Did Blake pick up where he left off?
He did a good job. You saw we had more pressure today, because we didn't see much in the first game, so we incorporate some more pressure here. And, I think of it as we're building a body of work. Chad's had really good experience. He's built up a body of work. What we're excited about him is we're seeing that mindset that goes along with that body of work. With Blake, we're building that body of work. We're building those experiences. Nice job in the first game, and now we're trying to incorporate other experiences to help him build that.